In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That day of Pentecost, when Peter spoke to the crowds and that each of them heard his words in their own language, and he informed them that God had made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom you crucified. The children of Israel have been waiting for the Messiah for generations, and then they discovered that they had rejected him and crucified him. And so those words which they asked the Peter and the other apostles have a particular tone of desperation in them. What are we to do, my brothers? We messed up. We missed the Messiah. We rejected him. What are we to do? Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Very good news. Good news indeed. Even though they had rejected Jesus and crucified him, it still wasn't too late. They could repent, turn from their sins, and turn to Jesus, and be baptized, have their sins washed away, be adopted by God, receive God as their Father and Jesus as their brother, and be saved. Good news indeed, especially for all of us. Because to one degree or another in our lives, we have all rejected Jesus. Now, every time you sin, even a venial sin, you reject Jesus. What are we to do? Repent. Now, you can only be baptized once, but you can go to confession as often as you need to and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you've committed a mortal sin, that gift can be restored. You've committed a venial sin, it can be strengthened. And this is how we save ourselves from this corrupt generation. And if you look around the world, the generation is really corrupt, and we really need to be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.